time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Dave Carlson, Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Morning, Dave.
A very good morning to you, Cozzy.
Now, Gary Edwards from the South Coast is after another Nowra Puppy Classic crown.
Yes, indeed, Sean. Gary has another runner in his local classic, the Group 3 Nowra Puppy Classic Final, after Regal Twist took out her semi-final last night in 29-88, defeating What Time Smoko by 1.5 lengths, with Jabrina Green in third place. And Gary is on the line. Gary, good morning. Her run for second in the heats after being smashed side on at the first turn was absolutely phenomenal. That must have given you really good confidence heading into the semis.
Yes, Dave. Good morning, Dave and Sean. Yeah, actually it did, mate. You know, we'd actually had her out for a little while, but three runs back in, and you know, they're all good runs. And the run in the heat was actually outstanding. Like, she got the first corner and she was three deep, and she got turned inside out, dropped back to fourth, but she still come home to run second, you know, in the fastest time. So really good run, Dave. Yeah.
Yeah, and look, just to see her chasing so tenaciously, it just proves that she is the real deal.
Yes, mate. Yeah, her mother was the same like that, mate. She wasn't the quickest dog. She was sort of little speedy squib start up, but the longer they went into preparation, they got stronger. And I kept saying to the owners that they said, oh, they were saying that they're only speedy squibs. They got a bit weak. But as they've got a little bit more older, a little bit more mature now, and they've just turned two, just over two, you know, they've got a lot stronger. Their run home times, in the last month, their run home times have improved probably, I'd say, around about 4 or 5 lengths of run home time, yeah.
Last night, Regal Twist clocked 29-88, equaling her personal best over the Nowra 520 metres after leading all the way. How's she pulled up this morning, Gary?
Yeah, quite bright, Dave, quite bright. We had a little problem with the last week. You know, we just kept her on the lead for the whole 7 days, and all of a sudden we're sort of getting these Achilles tendon injuries. You know, I've had about 3 in the last 6 months, and it's been really mind-boggling. But she's pulled up good on that leg. She's nice and bright. She's out in the sun now, relaxing in the sun now, and soaking it all up. Yeah, mate, she's pulled up, you know, quite nice, yeah.
Excellent. Well, the box draw for this Saturday night's Group 3 Nowra Puppy Classic Final, Zipping Leroy, box 1, Naraji in 2, Jabrina Green 3, Gary's Chaser, Regal Twist in 4. Last night's other semi-final winner, Show Business for Jody Lord, which sliced through a gap in the shadows of the post, is in box 5, What Time Smoko in 6, Black Maxi 7, and Zipping Norton in 8. The reserves, Silver Heels and Charlo. So, Gary, she's drawn the blue rug, but look, she's such a quick beginner, a reliable beginner. The draw looks okay.
Yeah, it's not too bad for her, Dave. You know, when she comes out on her right leg, she only needs 2 or 3 hops, and mate, she just puts the burners on. She just, you know, she goes that first corner anywhere between, say, 4:30, 4:35, which in all races, it's win or lose, you know, and we only need that little bit of a gap. But as I say, like, yeah, the heat, there was a little bit of tangling up from around about past the 600 boxes. So their time wasn't flattering, but, you know, like those dogs, you know, they can run time, especially the one of Debbie Coleman's, like, you know, like it ran 60 something first look at the track last week. So, you know, and then last night he just got on the heels of the leader, Black Max, and sort of cluttered them all up, sort of thing, you know. But, you know, you still got to take them into consideration, mate. But, you know, win, lose, or draw, it's good to be in another final, Dave. Yeah, it's good.
You betcha. Well, speaking of the final, you won the Nowra Summer Puppy Classic in 2013 with a very smart double twist. You ran third with Panel Beater in 2017. As a local, as a Nowra local, the race really must mean a lot to you, Gary.
Yeah, Dave. Well, I first brought it to the board's attention when we first thought about it, and because, you know, there was a thing with Adapto Auction, and we put this the other end of the scale. What's the much they're doing with some of these other things nowadays. And, I think I've won it once and a couple of place getters, and I think I've been it about 5 or 6 times since it's, you know, overall exception. And, it's been really good, mate. Yeah, really good.
What about Regal Twist's litter sister, Where's Ella? She's got a really good strike rate for a young greyhound, and she clocked 29.96 recently at Dapto.
Yeah, one of those little things, Dave. When she won at Nowra, she'd done an Achilles tendon. And she was already set up the same as Regal Twist for this series. And then we had to scratch her on the eve. And, yeah, she's just recuperating. She's got another 4 weeks to go. But, well, actually, when she won there, Dave, she went 4:24 as a maid.
Wow.
And, like, that's, like, that's faster than any free-for-all dog's gone there. You know, went 1688 at the back. So she's got, you know, really fast when she lands out on the right leg. It's the same as every dog. If they come out in the right leg, well, they can really go quick early. But if they miss it that little bit, well, they're the also runners, you know.
Well, getting back to Double Twist, Gary, I love Double Twist, an absolutely brilliant greyhound.
Oh, there's Silvers, Dave. There's
Silvers. Well, that run in the Christmas Gift at Wentworth Park was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it was a run to believe. You wouldn't think a dog could give, you know, group dogs a start. Not just five or six, it was about 10 or 12 and still got up and still, I think she ran 29.8 or something that night. She still broke the 30. Like, it was one of those runs you said, well, she can't win, but she was just another tenacious chaser. It's just in this breed, Dave, if you train them right, they are real good chasers, this Tippy breed, very good breed. Mm. And I've had a lot of luck with him lately, you know. And I seem to be getting the right ones all the right time sort of thing, you know. But they're a very good breed, mate. They just keep, even the daughters keep throwing on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Double Twister, I remember, broke the 520 track record at Dapto, was named the joint New South Wales Greyhound of the Year in 2013 with Jagger Swagger. And just a top brood bitch. I mean, Mr. Twister, the black top champ, was just one of a winning offspring.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, as I say, Dave, it's the same old cliche. If you look after your girls while they're racing, they'll produce.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
People say, oh, top class bitches don't produce. If you treat them right and do the right thing, they'll produce. Same as Chica Desiccata, you know. Carry the mother, Doreen, they looked after her, and now she's producing. If you look after those girls while they're racing and don't overdo it, well, you know, they'll produce. Like the old adage was, oh, top race bitch, no good as a brood bitch. I think that's an old saying nowadays, you know, sort of thing.
Okay,
but
well.
I've got one here now. It's the last little that Double Twist added. It's Black Magic Opal. I've got a Black Magic Opal dog. He's a nice dog. Yeah.
Okay, and what, unraced or raced?
Unraced, he goes to the Breakers the 3rd of June. I've had him here for about 4 weeks, yeah.
All right, well, Gary, good luck with him, but also good luck in Saturday's Nowra Puppy Classic Final with Regal Twist from box number 4, and thanks so much for giving us your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Dave, and I'd like to thank, my son, you know, he's come out and helped me, and Jeff and Bev Alabama, like, I had a bit of a term, me ticker, the same, you know, a bit of stress and that. You know, me young bloke, you know, he helps me out, and Jeff Alabama's handled the dogs, Bev being there catching me dogs, you know, like, really, really very supportive, some of the grand people in, you know, in their own lifestyle, you know, sort of always willing to give you a hand and things like that, mate, you know, so I'd like to thank them, too.
Yeah, good on you, Gary. The greyhound people, all of them, mate, they're gold. And
Yeah, mate, we'll stick together.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Well, look, thanks so much for joining us on Going Greyhounds, and looking forward to the race at Nowra on Saturday.
Thanks very much, Dave. Thank you, mate.
Thank you, Gary. Gary Edwards there, Sean. Mm. Incidentally, nominations for Nowra's Saturday meeting, along with the Saturday meetings at Wentworth Park and the Gardens, they've been extended till 11 a.m. this morning, so you've got a little bit over 10 minutes. And look, just getting back to Nowra last night, congratulations to Mari Burton, who trained a winning double with Cannon Run and our best bet of the night, which was Winsome Currency, while Des Winters trained a brace at Grafton Cozzy with Rhymes Valley and Jacqueline Valley.
Now, speaking of nominations, Gold Muzzle Auction.
Yes, indeed. Well, time is certainly running out now. You only have until the close of trading today to get your nominations in. The Gold Muzzle Auction at Richmond on Sunday, June 23. Managing Director of Gold Muzzle, Mark Duclos, told me they need around about 20 more noms, with all pups sold through the auction eligible for the 2020 Gold Muzzle Race Series, including a $40,000 to the winner of the feature at Wentworth Park in the spring of next year. So get your nomination form, Gold Muzzle Auctions, with an S, .com.au, and get it in by the close of business today, Cos.
All right. Now, a couple of meetings around the state today. You got a winner before we go?
Yeah, absolutely. Goulburn's the first cab off the rank. Three meetings in New South Wales today, Sean. Goulburn kicks off soon at 11.43. Best bet, race 3, number 4, Irinka Mason. Race 3, number 4. Best value bet, race 5, number 7, Like a Pebble. Race 5, number 7. Lismore race tonight from 6.49. The best bet is in the last. Race 10, number 7, Dusky Dominance. Race 10, number 7. There's no value bet there today. While Gosford kicks off at 6.55 this evening with the best bet, race 4, number 4, Guiding Light. That's 4-4. The best value, race 10, number 8, Rachel's Dream. Number 8 in the 10th. And tonight's Gosford card features 5 heats of the George Singline Memorial. And you can get the form, you can get the quaddie selections, everything you need to know for it and all the other meetings at thedogs.com.au. Sean?
All right, good on you, Dave. Have a top day and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Look forward to it.